This happened nearly 2 years ago, when I was 28 and just beginning the dead bedroom phase of my marriage. I met Ellie through Reddit and we spent a few months as vigorous fuck buddies. She was also kinda seeing another guy, so while she didn't feel as guilty as I did, she could understand. She was 5 feet 4 inches to my 6. Strawberry blonde to my brown. Very white skin. Her eyes were the thing that struck you immediately. Very insightful eyes, if you can imagine that. But they liked to roam too. And you wanted them to roam. She claimed to have been a chubby college student, she was 27 now, and that she kept the weight on her ass. I never saw photographic proof of her college days, and I think she must have been exaggerating a healthy, average college kid's weight, but I can attest to how perfect her ass was. After a long week of ups and downs, a particular Friday came and found me pretty depressed. Having struggled with depression most of my life, I was used to coping. However, this time I was particularly down and frustrated. Ellie was especially attentive to me that week. In completely friendly, supportive, platonic terms. Realistically, being my therapist was not healthy and I'm sure she didn't want to be. Then of course, Friday came. I was in a weird state where I hadn't had sex or any kind of release in 4 days. Normally I'd be bouncing off the walls at this point. Instead I was simultaneously horny and turned off at the idea of having sex. A weird place to be, for sure. She invited me over to continue our conversation and gauge how I was doing. I was eager to see her, in a very different sort of way from my usual longing for her. Evening came, and I still wasn't in the mood. I got there and she messaged me she was still in the shower, but that she left her door unlocked. I made it through the house, saying hi to one roommate, and headed to my Ellie's room. Door was shut. I opened it. And oh my fucking god, I was met with my absolute fantasy, in the flesh, before me. She was on the bed, laying almost flat on folded arms and knees, her ass in the air and waiting for me. Again, she has a gorgeous ass. And seeing her in that position, just a glimpse of her smooth, pink pussy, made it all the hotter. So imagine my complete surprise. I'm fucking stunned. Jaw on the floor, standing like an idiot in the open doorway. Don't know what to say, wondering if it's even her. But I know her ass, and I know that little half smile when I see it as she turns her head to me. And then she does the thing that washes away my shitty week, and suddenly brings me to full raging attention, she gives her ass a shake. And lets out the slightest, sexiest moan. She knows this is one of my fantasies to walk into a girl with her ass up, eager to be fucked. For everything else we've done together, we haven't done this. It's not her thing, the complete surrender of her body to whomever comes through the door. I know she's doing it just for me, and that makes it all the more incredible. I shut the door. It's been like 5 seconds, but you know how time can stop sometimes. I'm naked in another 5, my hands on her ass, squeezing, massaging. Parting her legs so I can feel the softness of her inner thighs and the warmth and wetness of her. She gives another shake, teasing me, and I know we'll have time for everything else I want to do later. Kissing, her mouth on me, all the foreplay we enjoy, later. Right now I only want to fuck her, and hard. She's so wet I slide right in. Hands still on her ass, moving up to her hips as we get into a rhythm. She's prefers sex to be equal work between us, typically. Tonight she's letting me use her. And she's responding as I hoped she would. She moans, slight still, then louder. There's a point that there's no doubt her roommate knows what's going on. Her thighs get warmer and flush. Her face blushes, all signs of her being turned on and near the point of orgasming. I venture to be a little more aggressive. Dirty talk, telling her to tell me what she wants. Of course she wants me. Does she want it harder? Yes. Would she let anyone else fuck her like I am right now? No. Never. Her pussy is mine, she tells me. She wants me to have her. Fuck her. Comb in her. Make her body mine. I slap her ass. She's surprised, but only lays flatter, reaching her arms out in front of her and gripping the bed frame, going prone bone. She's so loud, so into it. I run one hand up her back and hold her face. I force 4 fingers into her mouth and she starts sucking hungrily on them. I slap her again, increasing the speed and intensity of our fucking. I feel like I've reached a new depth in her. She is soaking wet. Where do you want me to come? In me. I haven't come in 4 days, baby, are you sure? Yes, please come inside me. Please. I come, and it's mind-shatteringly wonderful. I grip her hips for support, she moans and pushes her ass back against me as I continue pumping. My body does not want to stop. Finally, after however long it took me to recover, I slowly pull out of her. She always likes that, the slow feeling of having her pussy freed and empty again. Only this time, she's not empty. Cum is dripping out of her, hers and mine. We lay down, she doesn't rush off to the shower yet. I'm still in awe. Feeling better tonight? Yeah. You are fucking amazing. I know. Some brief exchange like that before we start kissing. I'm eager to recover and go again. We don't see each other anymore and she lives in Seattle now. We've talked a handful of times since then, and both think about this particular session a lot. She says it helped open her up to being more submissive with the right partner. As for me, I love that I was the one to help open her up.